The two lords, Nitai Gaudachandra, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. My dear brother, I request you, just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, without motive. My dear brother, just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt. But Lochandas regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification. Since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, then Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. Tomorrow our yatra continues in Calcutta. How many will be attending Calcutta? Srila Prabhupada, he appeared in Calcutta. The biographers of Lord Chaitanya's life and teachings, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Murari Gupta, Lochandas Thakur, Swarup Damodar Goswami, they tell how Lord Chaitanya appeared here in Navadvip Dham with many of his eternal associates from this spiritual world. He also sent his devotees to appear in so many other places. Srihatta, Chattagaon, Trihuta, Ekachakra. Srila Prabhupada appeared in Calcutta. That's where he performed his little Ratha Yatras, just near the Radha Govinda temple with his friends. Just a little child begging, "Father, please, please, I want to have Ratha Yatra." He wanted a chariot. And somehow his father met one man and saw how little Abhay was so eager to have this Ratha Yatra. This man actually had a chariot, a small one, and gave it to Prabhupada, gave it to Abhay, and he decorated it with his friends. They put Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and they had full Ratha Yatra, chanting, dancing, distribution of prasad, wonderful darshan. It
was later in Calcutta that Srila Prabhupada first met his Guru Maharaj at Uttodonga Junction Road. It was the first Gaudiya Math outside of the Chaitanya Math in Mayapur. And that's where he was given that instruction at the first moment of his meeting with his Guru Maharaj. While he was still bowing down, he heard the words, "You are intelligent young man. You should take this message of Lord Chaitanya." And teach it in the English language all over the world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had left his body in Calcutta. When his Guru Maharaj was living in Puri and Srila Prabhupada was living in Mumbai, he wrote a letter. "I'm a grihastha. You have so many brahmacharis, sannyasis who are serving your mission. How can I best serve you?" He got a message back saying the same thing. To teach Lord Chaitanya's message in English throughout the world. Soon after that, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur departed from this mortal world at the Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math in Calcutta. Srila Prabhupada prepared himself. He lived in Jhansi, he lived in Vrindavan. He traveled so many places for preaching. And eventually in Mumbai, he got that free passage on a cargo ship. By Krishna's arrangement, it was leaving from Calcutta. That's where he really began that great historical journey to the West. And after Srila Prabhupada established our movement, his second temple, after a little storefront, 26 Second Avenue in New York City, Manhattan. Very small storefront. And it was very run down, in a very bad neighborhood. But Srila Prabhupada was happy. Prabhupada was happy with whatever Krishna gave him. And he always made the best. And his second temple was another little storefront in a rundown neighborhood near Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco. Srila Prabhupada named San Francisco New Jagannath Puri. And the same thing he was doing in Calcutta when he was a little child, having ratayatras, he did it in San Francisco. He arranged a ratayatra. He told devotees what to do. The first one was on the back of a truck. They had singing and dancing and prasad distribution. I think they just made chapatis for everybody. And Prabhupada was so proud of them that soon after, with his own hands, pencil, I think it was on a paper bag, because Prabhupada didn't like to waste paper, he drew a chariot with the dimensions and told Shamsundar Prabhu, "You can make this." So then they had a nice chariot, ratayatra, in San Francisco. And from that little courtyard of Radha Govinda Temple and the alleyways of Calcutta, soon Srila Prabhupada took Ratayatras to practically every major city in the world. And in people's homes, in temples, approximately 108 temples, Srila Prabhupada established while he was physically with us. And almost everywhere he established the worship of Gaur Nitai, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And one time in Atlanta, Georgia, where the main deities were large, eight metal forms of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. When Srila Prabhupada saw them, he became so immersed in ecstatic love and compassion, which is the mood of Gaur Nitai, to taste love for Krishna and to express that love through compassion by giving it to others. Instead of chanting Radha Madhava, which he always chanted for every Srimad Bhagavatam class, gazing upon the forms of Gaur Nitai, he chanted this prayer of Lochandas Thakur, Paramakaruna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaur Chandra. He had to teach the devotee how to play the mridanga. And as he began chanting, we can never truly understand what is in the heart of a Paramhamsa Mahabhagavat, descendant of the spiritual world. But we can have our own realizations. Srila Prabhupada, just before he boarded Jaladuta, he came to Mayapur, to the samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, to pray for his mercy. Here in Mayapur, he prayed to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda for their mercy, because it was their command that in every town and every village throughout the world, my names will be chanted. That journey on the Jaladuta, living alone in poverty for almost a year in New York City. New York City is called the Naked City. And when I was young, I used to listen to a song, "There is no pity in the Naked City." Shaisha Prabhu, do you remember that song? And it's all about how if you're poor in New York, there's no mercy. You're just beaten down by people, beaten down by the weather, beaten down by everything. Nobody wants to give you a chance if you're poor in New York City. There is no pity in the Naked City. And Prabhupada, when he came to New York, he was one of the poorest people there. How many people in New York City had only $8, $7? That's all.
And it was in rupees, so it was useless. When he came back to India, long after, he still had those 7 rupees. So he had nothing.
But he had his Srimad Bhagavatam books, and he would go to bookstores and ask people to just put it on the shelf. If somebody buys it, you know, just give me some of it, you know. He struggled. People tried to kill him. So many challenges. And now he has thousands of devotees all over the world, and temples are being developed in all over America, all over Europe. Temples began in Africa and Australia, New Zealand, India. He had just gone to South America and Mexico, where there were temples and devotees. And in Atlanta, he looked at Gaur-Nitai and began singing this song, Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaur-Chandra. They are the most munificent, most merciful, supremely kind. Sabha avatara sara siramani kevala ananda kanda. They're the essence of all avatars. And they're giving the highest realization of love of God, the love of the residents of Vrindavan, through a path that is kevala ananda kanda, that is joyfully performed, chanting and dancing. Srila Prabhupada never ever took credit for anything he did. He would give all credit to his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, that I am simply trying to follow his instruction. Without changing anything, I'm simply repeating. It is all his mercy. And he would give all credit to his disciples, people who were totally lost, who never heard of Krishna, never heard of bhakti, who were immersed in an ocean of all sorts of materialistic activities, hopeless. And he lifted them up. He empowered them, he inspired them. And then he gave them credit for whatever he did. He said, the credit goes to all of you. And he would name his devotees and what they had done. Because you are all representatives of my Guru Maharaj. He is empowering all of you. And ultimately, the root of all that mercy and compassion, the root of all love, is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. All mercy is ultimately coming by their compassion. So here he was, gazing at Gaur-Nitai, seeing people from all over the world, people from India, people from America, people from Europe, people from South America, people from African origin. They're all in the temple together. And Prabhupada is singing, Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana. You are supremely merciful. And he hardly chanted the first line when he went into a state of ecstasy. He couldn't even make a sound with his voice. He closed his eyes, and something that was extremely rare, that most no devotee ever saw, tears flowed from his eyes.
as he meditated on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in his love. And when he opened his eyes, there was total silence. Most of the devotees were crying. And Srila Prabhupada, he just said, "Chant Hare Krishna." So today we'd like to begin with a simple story of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Sri Chaitanya, when he returned from Gaya and established the Sankirtan movement, up until now, he was simply sharing the sweet, loving rasas of pure bhakti with his devotees, with Gadadhar Pandit, Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Gangadas Murari, Suklambar, Vakreshwar, Budhimanta Khan, Sridhar. He was fulfilling all their desires. Haridas Thakur. After all, it was through their prayers that he descended to this world. Throughout the day, throughout the night, they were absorbed in the pastimes of Vrindavan. Through their Harikatha, through their satsang, through their Hari Kirtan. Their association with one another was the highest benedictions in their lives. That's how they recognized it. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give the highest happiness to each and every one of his devotees because the devotees were giving the highest happiness to him.